Is crushing candy getting boring? Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Just finished the show. I'm about to head to D.C. Amy's going to do some meetings in New York, and then you're going to head back to Nashville tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Amy and I are in New York, and everybody else is in Nashville sitting around the table. Here's the funny story that happened to me.
Okay.
So as you were coming in today, Amy.
Yeah.
I've been doing interviews all day, and so promoting the book that was out. And I go home, and I have like an hour of rest because we did a theater event last night, too. So back an hour, I was going to give me maybe something to eat, try to take a 30-minute nap. Not so good at taking those quick naps, but I thought I'm going to close my eyes and just get a little rest. And so I'm almost to that point where I'm getting pretty tired. And I get a text going, hey, I'm here with your car. And I'm like, no, not me. I don't need a car. What do you mean a car? It's like I'm here to pick you up at the airport. And I'm like, you should just go home because you got the wrong thing. You got the wrong. So nope. He's like, well, you going to pick up in the airport or on the car? I'm like, dude, go home. I don't know. It's not for me. And he just wouldn't stop. And I said, honestly, I think you have the wrong number. So you should go back. And so right about then, I'm starting to really fall asleep. Friends was on TBS, and I'm kind of feeling it a little bit. I'm going, and I go, oh my God, that car was for Amy. Yes. So
you sent away my car?
Yeah. So work sent Amy a car for Amy to pick.
Well, I was told it was going to say Bobby Bones.
Yes. And so they started texting me like, I'm here to pick you up. And I'm like, go home.
Mm-hmm.
And so luckily I was like, oh my gosh, Amy. And so I hit him back. Look, they're like, oh, I said, it's a colleague of mine.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because that came in clutch because I was going to be racing to come meet you.
Yeah.
And
well, for an event, you had to get here in time. So
yeah,
they sent a car to pick you up.
Yeah, we were worried about the time. And I was thinking, and then traffic was horrible and I was on the tarmac forever. So I thought, oh no. And so instead of having to deal with like a cab or an Uber, it was amazing to have that car. I can't believe you almost sent it away.
I know. I was like, go home, dude. Stop texting me.
Okay.
That happened.
Thank you.
I have a rejected segments.
Oh,
do you want to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
All right. Hey, Moondog, you going to do the rejected segments voice?
Rejected segments.
Okay. So these are segments that were sent to me that I thought, I don't think it'll make the show. Okay. And sometimes when I share them here, it could have been a great segment. Sometimes it was a bomb for sure. So as we like to call it, rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
Amy has a suggestion that we talk about plastic straws.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they're the worst thing in the world for the environment. You got to quit using them.
No, my point was I posted my matcha tea latte recipe, and really all I saw was comments about how people couldn't believe I was using a plastic straw. And I was like, whoa, like I didn't realize plastic straws were so controversial. So it's really making me rethink my cute plastic straw.
Moondog.
Rejected segments.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
Amy, it was a good segment because you know how much...
Just because it's interesting and people are...
They were passionate. I'm just saying I didn't know there was so much passion.
Environmentalists are very... It's a thing.
So I'll just clarify. I used a paper straw the next day and it tasted funny. And now I'm going to order metal straws off Amazon.
That tastes funny too.
Well,
just don't use a straw.
People, I read your comments. That's my point.
Here's another rejected segment.
Rejected segment.
Lunchbox sent in a game, the celebrity book game.
Oh.
And this really wasn't a bad game today to play.
Okay.
But I'm getting closer to being done talking about my book because I'm over me. I'm over it.
Well, it's a way to talk about your book that's in a more fun way.
But that's what he said. Honestly, God, I don't think it's a bad segment, but I rejected it because it was just a little too much.
Okay.
Oh, man, I thought it was a good game.
And Lunchbox never texts me, but he texts me. He goes, hey, can we make a game? I'll make it about your book. And we're playing it right now. So it's not
rejected. So we're playing in the podcast. Okay.
So I will give you the name of the book. You tell me the author who wrote it. It's a celebrity.
Okay.
Amy, Scar Tissue.
Oh, yeah.
Lunchbox, you made the game up, but you don't have the actual...
No, I don't know the answers.
He didn't know the answers. That's what I'm saying. He just goes, make up this game.
Scar Tissue.
Go ahead.
Michael Phelps.
No. Ooh. Who has a song? Scott Tissue that I wish you saw. Yeah. That's that missing no it all. Yeah.
I don't know.
Do it, suck my kiss.
Different song.
I know.
But it's... So the band's Red Hot Chili Peppers, but it's Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great book, too.
Okay.
I read it. How about Born Standing Up? Lunchbox, go ahead.
Ooh, Born Standing Up. Ah, Jerry Seinfeld.
No, it's one of my favorite books.
Oh,
one of
that's
the only books I've read over and over again is
what's
Steve
his
Martin.
Name, that old dude.
Steve Martin.
I read that.
Oh, from Father of the Bride?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, also from being a comic genius who broke all the rules.
Okay,
yeah, Three
okay.
Amigos.
Stop it, Eddie. Okay,
duh.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Private Parts.
Oh, Howard Stern.
Correct.
That's a good movie, too.
Amy, Bossy Pants.
Oh, Tina Fey.
Correct. I've read all these, by the way.
I've read Bossy Pants.
Lunchbox, Yes, Please.
Yes, Please.
Yes, Please.
Amy Poehler.
Correct.
Yep.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Woo!
And then how about this one, Eddie? Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story.
Oh, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Total Recall, yeah.
Context clue.
Could he do that?
Unless,
he could
of
use
course,
the movie name?
Read it.
Guess so.
Yeah, I mean, he's not using it as... I mean, you can say the words Total Recall.
Okay. I feel like that's like if I wrote a book called The Bobby Bones Show.
You could.
No, but really? The Bobby Bones Show is actually... a name of something. Total Recall is... I don't think you can trademark that in any way.
Oh, okay.
It's just two words. Like, I have Total Recall.
Yeah, but it was a big movie that he was in.
Yeah, but...
It's a play on words, guys.
Okay.
No, it's actually not a play on words.
It's not a play on words.
Okay, you want to hear another one? Raymundo is so sad his favorite bar is closing down. Hey, Moondog.
Yo.
What happened?
Rejected segments.
No, your segment that was rejected about your favorite bar closing down.
He's a robot. You say Raymundo, he does it.
So, anyways, this huge bar on Broadway, it's called Paradise Park, and they have beer. They're known for having it at $5, pitchers of beer, cheapest in town. And also, if you go there on the same day as a hockey game, you get to and you wear Predators gear, you get free beer. So they're just known for having crazy good deals, and I broke my all-time basketball pop shop record there at 104, and
true
it's closing.
Story.
They're closing the bar. It's
what?
My absolute favorite bar on Broadway, and it's closing in probably 2 weeks.
Man, that's where they have like really good late night.
Yeah.
Late night food.
You getting drunk and eating burgers or what?
I don't know. I went there
when
once.
Did you do that, Amy?
I don't know. She goes, I don't know.
I don't know. I hear about it all the time.
And then she goes, I did that once.
I did it once, but people talk about it all the time. Like there's an amazing like grilled cheese, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I just took bites.
You know what was gross about that place? It had carpet.
It's the nastiest, grossest carpet ever. That's how they keep the beer cheap is they don't replace it. They just leave it as it is, and they say, you know what? We're here, and now some big, nice bar is going to come in, and it's going to have expensive drinks, and sad.
And sad, okay? One more. Rejected segment?
Rejected segments!
He's getting tired.
Eddie suggested the segment.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Now making his wife mow the yard because she looks hot.
Yeah!
Why have that? Rejected. That's funny.
Exactly, Bones. Come on.
But what?
I was driving in the other day. Check this out. And she'd been telling me for like a couple of weeks, you got to mow the lawn. And I guess she got tired of it. I was coming home and she was out there mowing the lawn.
You're
with
a genius.
Shorts.
You're a genius. You say she looks hot doing it, so she'll do it and you don't have to do it.
No, but
you
she,
are so smart.
But she did look really good. So I guess the lawnmower was really loud. She couldn't hear me, so I just parked the Jeep and just stared at her for a little bit.
Wait, but so it went weeks without getting mowed?
Yeah, a couple weeks, and then she was like, well, fine, I'll just do it.
Why didn't you do it, Eddie?
Well, I got stuff to do.
Okay, see.
You don't do the laundry, you don't do the anything.
No, I do the dishes. So I have three roles. Dishes, mow the lawn, and take the trash out.
Okay, well now suddenly your wife's going to look hot doing all three
of those. She looks so good mowing that lawn, though.
All right, thank you.
Oh, boy.
That's it. And that's what we call...
Rejected segments.
All right. You getting tired of the Moondog or what?
Yeah,
he sounds like
boy.
He's aged like 30 years.
in just that yeah. segment?
I like the way you divvied those up because it's like we all got one. Sometimes you like...
No, I have like five from Lunchbox, but...
Oh.
What?
What's another one,
five for me? Give me another one.
He wants to talk about how the gentle leader is the best leash in the world.
Yep,
it really is.
No, I'm not arguing with it. Okay. I'm not arguing with that. It's not like I'm not arguing with plastic straws.
Okay, it's just
sorry.
Like just,
I don't know if you guys have ever used
here's
it.
Another one.
It's just not an interesting
hold on,
wait, topic.
Hold on.
Moondog, reject segment?
Rejected segment!
Lunchbox wants to talk about he strained his groin.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Instagram. How did he do that? I am curious.
I was getting out of the car, man.
And that's rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
Hey, Ray, you got to stop. He's got no more gas in the tank.
Rick. Ray's dragging. He's dragging right now.
Rejected segments.
All right. Hey, that's the deal.
That's the deal. Bones, what are you doing for the rest of the day? No, you go to D.C. You gotta hop. You gotta hop.
I'm hopping. Anything you want to say?
Man, I just hope everybody has a great day.
Lunchbox,
man, just stay awesome. Get that nap if you can, because naps keep you alive longer.
Eduardo,
yeah, you guys check the refrigerator. Make sure all the food's good. Make sure you're not eating anything expired.
There you go. And for me, I'm. Thank you to everybody who's been reading, buying, even looking at the book. I read it 5 stars on Amazon, even if you don't read it, because people like to bash country stuff and mark it at 0 stars. So. I don't like that very much.
Rude.
So that'd be cool. And write a great review, too, even if you didn't read it. Just talk about how it's the best book ever.
Oh, I said it was the Harry Potter of Middle America.
That's what people are saying. Everyone's always said that, Amy.
Yeah, that's what was said about it as soon as it came out.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then Lunchbox said it was Gandhi. You'll hear that later in the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Hey, don't give away.
Sorry. Okay,
all right. Thank you all. And here's the show. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Here he is. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. We got another good one today. I'm very excited because David Lee Murphy is coming by. I've gotten to become friends with David Lee Murphy a little bit over the past couple years. You may know him from Dust on the Bottle. You may know him from his new song, Everything's Gonna Be Alright, that went number one. He's gonna come by and play. Also, Dan and Shay, day number two. Now, good morning, studio!
Morning!
Thank you, because I'm so excited to talk about this today. You know our producer, Raymundo, he's obsessed with Sam Hunt. He starts sending messages to Sam Hunt's brother, Van Hunt. They develop a sort of rapport back and forth. Then he starts being friends with Sam Hunt's bodyguard, because he thinks if he can get to the bodyguard, he can get to Van, then he can get to Sam. Now, the ultimate goal in all this stalking, Ray, is what?
To hang out with Sam at the dinner table with his family.
Why this family? That's such a creepy layer you add.
Well, it's like, not just going to be me and him hanging out. He's a
why
family
not?
Man now. He's married, and he's got his family lives close to him. His brother lives in the same town, so I'm sure that there's always people over. So I'm guessing it's going to be a big meal. It wouldn't just be me and Sam eating together.
Have you visualized this meal? Like, what's on the table?
Oh, I'm sure it's something that they just caught, like either a fish or something they shot, deer,
a fish.
Wild animals.
So you think they go out in the woods and, you know, catch their prey, then throw it on the table and eat it?
I know they do. They love to hunt.
Okay, so this is Raymundo's dream, is to be Sam Hunt's best friend. So what I hear is you actually made the plunge to Van and tried to set up a date.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to meet up with the guy for the first time. So far, all we've been doing is just talking on Instagram, so it's been kind of weird that I've never even met the guy. So I threw it out there. Can we meet up?
Would well, you? Said to Sam Hunt's brother, Van, you said, can we meet up?
Yeah, I asked him if he wanted to do a lunch or go grab a beer or something like that together.
And?
He responded back and said, the summer they're trying to crunch for trying to build this business that he's doing, he's not drinking. So I couldn't grab the beer with him, so I had to cancel that plan. So I said, okay, cool. Do you want to grab lunch or something like that? And he said,
No food. We're crunching. Yeah, I'm not eating anymore.
He's not eating.
Yeah. He said that they're out of town. He's actually really, really busy this summer and traveling. So we made a plan for late July when we're going to hang out.
Wow.
Okay.
So that's really the update. Nothing more than that. I mean, he kind of pushed me off for a month.
Is his business the vitamin one?
Like the Revive?
Yeah, the IV thing? I don't know. Because I'm like,
Mike D is saying yes.
Okay, so I don't know why. Ray, why don't you just book an appointment?
Oh,
great idea,
like,
Amy.
Get an IV done.
Well, it's not that simple. I don't think they have brick and mortar. I think it's a traveling business.
You can call.
Call them to come to your house. Oh my gosh, even
That's
better.
That's perfect, Ray.
Hey, Raymundo.
That's a crazy good idea.
Listen, Raymundo, I'm on Van G. Hunt's Instagram.
Yeah.
It says, I'm partnering with my friend Adam Bobo to launch Revive, a concierge rejuvenation company based in Nashville. Dude, why don't you just call and see if you can get Van to come to the house?
Okay. That'll be the next step.
Specifically, if they're like, I don't know who's the concierge. Just like, I wonder who makes the house calls, if it's Van or Bobo or whoever. Be like,
I know Bobo.
I specifically need Van.
You know Adam Bobo?
I do. That's the funny thing. Amy, so does Amy,
well,
I think.
I have a friend that is friends with Bobo.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't.
Ray, we're like 1 degree of separation from your dream date, dude.
Yeah. But I need to make sure I say, can I please get Van and not Bobo for the...
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
You have to be clear.
Okay. Ray, record... Listen, I don't know if you can legally put the other person's voice on the air, but record you making that call, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes, there. Where were we, Bobby? We were backstage somewhere. Oh, for something, and they gave us like shots in our arm. That was them. That was Revive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, probably... I'm just putting two and two all together now. Ray, yes.
I'm down.
Yeah. Okay. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
It's a little thing sometime, eh?
Oh, it always. Yeah, I love little things.
Steve Brown was walking in Philly with his wife, Erin. His wedding ring slipped off his finger, fell into a grate. Mm. And I bet it was slow motion, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
No! The ring had been Steve's grandfather's.
Oh.
So there was some history there. They tried to get it out. And so finally, he went to a utility worker like two blocks over and was like, hey, we dropped it. The utility worker went and cut the grate off, went down in it, got the ring, gave it back to him, found it.
Legit.
Wow. Right? That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
So cool. Don't give up, man. They couldn't do it, so they went and
I lost my ring like 3 years ago, and I gave up.
Oh. Yeah, immediately.
I lost my ring.
It was loose on his hand. He was like, who cares?
Let it slip off. No.
I didn't give up once when I lost mine, got a metal detector, found it.
Yeah, but you gave up for like 3 months, then went back looking for it.
Because I left town, and it was snowing. I had to wait for the snow to thaw.
And you did find it.
I did.
There you go. That's ICU, and over to Raymundo now with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in North Carolina near Duke at an apartment complex. Three people died after drowning in an apartment pool. Authorities said the group was swimming late night after hours. They're still investigating. In other news, American Airlines canceled hundreds of flights yesterday because of a computer problem. Everything has been fixed, but delays are expected to last for a couple days. And finally, in weather news, there's been major flooding in the Midwest and north from these storms. A lot of water rescues. More rain is coming to the Midwest over the next couple days.
Do you know much about the Beach Boys?
Not too much. Just Full House?
Oh, because Uncle Jesse played the drums with them.
Yeah. I mean, I know some of their music, but I don't know a lot of the history or anything.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Okay.
I do.
Is there a cool something I should check out or something?
Yeah, I'll recommend a couple documentaries to you because you'll really like it. But Brian Wilson, he turned 76 today. For example, he wrote Good Vibrations. Here's this. I'm picking up So here's something crazy about the Beach Boys, if you're a music nerd. So what happened is Brian Wilson, kind of the man behind the Beach Boys, he would stay and write all the songs, and the band would go out and tour, and while he stayed back, and the band would come back in the studio, and they would record, and the band would go back out, and he'd just write all the songs.
He wasn't in the band?
He was.
Oh.
But it didn't matter.
Oh, okay. And his daughter's in Wilson Phillips.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look at you. Okay, so...
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Stop it.
Say goodbye. Okay. Tell them, baby. Are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry?
I'll give you three members of a boy band. You name the boy band.
Okay.
Amy, you're up first. Nick, Kevin, Joe.
Backstreet Boys?
Sorry, it's the Jonas Brothers.
I'm stuck on Nick Carter.
Okay,
shoot.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kevin, Brian, Howie.
Oh, okay. I know that Howie cat. I've heard that name before.
Name the boy band.
Is he NSYNC or... I'm going to go Backstreet Boys.
Show me Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys it is.
Yeah.
Oh. Eddie.
I'm going to be bad at this.
Liam, Niall, and Harry.
Oh, maybe not. I know this. One Direction.
That is correct. All right, name the boy band. Amy, Donnie, Mark, and Jordan. Name the boy band.
New Kids on the Block.
That's it. Nice work.
Yeah.
Baby. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Joey, Chris, and Lance.
That is NSYNC.
Show me NSYNC. There it is. Eddie.
Oh, we're out of them, right?
That's what I thought.
There's no more left.
Taylor, Zach, and Isaac.
Okay, I was wrong again. Hanson.
That is correct. All right. LB and Eddie are tied. Amy, you're eliminated. We're going to tiebreaker.
Whoa!
Here we go, here we go.
Write your answer down, please.
You got it.
I gotta get a pen. Got it. I'm ready.
Jermaine.
Oh.
Tito. And Michael.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
I'm in for the win.
What do you have, lunch?
Jackson 5.
Eddie?
Jackson 5.
Show me Jackson 5! There we go. Yeah! Okay, okay, okay. Let me do one more.
Lunchbox.
You can buzz in your name on this one.
They didn't have Janet Jackson in that?
No, she wasn't.
No.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was way too young back in the day.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Buzz in with your name.
Okay.
Jeff. Drew.
Lunchbox!
Lunchbox.
98 degrees! That's Drew Lachey!
There's our winner, Lunchbox! There he is.
Closet boy band fan.
There you go.
Drew Lachey?
The guy's credit. Yeah, look at that.
I thought it was Nick Lachey.
They're brothers. They were both in it.
And that's also why you didn't win.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That's right. Hey, thank you everybody for waking up with us here on Wednesday morning. By the way, I'll be in Tampa on Friday night and Fort Pierce on Saturday night. BobbyBonesComedy.com if you want to come to a show.
It's a Bobby Bones show.
Eddie, you saw this video, right, of the Planet Fitness outrage?
I did. She went crazy.
Yeah, she goes, I want to kill you. She's a Planet Fitness. I mean, she snaps. A woman in Grand Rapids, Michigan is facing charges of destruction after trashing a Planet Fitness around 1:30 in the morning. Now, it's open 24 hours.
Yeah.
Another gym goer filmed the incident. By the way, filmed it, didn't stop it.
Oh, no.
I thought about that too.
And the whole thing happened because there was a disagreement over Tootsie Rolls.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I love Tootsie Rolls, too.
Okay.
Because Amy's daughter will send me candy to the studio. It's the only time I eat candy, but she sends Tootsie Rolls. I love Tootsie Rolls. So I get it.
You don't get it.
I get it. No.
She destroyed the computer.
Oh, yeah.
She is punching him.
Someone took her Tootsie Roll?
The incident happened. In the video, she's arguing with an employee and throwing computer equipment. Grand Rapids police told Fox 17 the 20-year-old woman is being charged with destruction of property. The employee who appears to be assaulted is not pressing charges, probably because she stole her Tootsie Rolls. I'm just guessing. I don't know what happened.
Wow. And normally, I wonder if the lunk alarm went off.
Oh, yeah, because you can't go brrr.
At Planet Fitness, it's a judgment-free zone. You can't make loud noises. You can't grunt.
And then she picks up her jacket and leaves.
Which gym do you do endorsements for?
Planet Fitness.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, these are my people. And there's a lot of people standing around just watching her. And she went behind the desk and... Woo!
If you saw someone trashing things, what would you do?
Well, I don't want to get trashed. I mean, there's nothing I can do to make her stop. I mean, I could maybe say calmly, should you calm down? But I'm not going to go over and risk my well-being.
Oh, no, I agree. I just thought you'd say Insta story like me and just go, Insta story.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But if she was hurting someone or threatening someone...
Then I would try to do whatever I could and call 911 and whatever.
I think I would jump in then. Unless someone stole her Tootsie Roll, then I'm like, have at it. They deserve it. Bobby
Bones. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
I got a funny John Party story about being out with his mom. He said she still embarrasses him sometimes. He talked about a time they were recently shopping at a boot store and Dirt on My Boots came on the radio.
So then what? Have a little dirt on my okay, so it's on.
So he's trying on some boots, and his mom starts pointing. That's him! That's my son! He's singing!
That's funny.
So, I don't know. And ironic that they were, like, buying boots, the whole thing. So he's like, man, can't take this woman anywhere. So Big and Rich, they're doing a reality show with Cowboy Troy. And the executive producer is Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah, from Wahlbergers.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Or Mark.
I guess the 100 things he's done bigger than Wahlburgers. Okay.
They've shot the pilot and they're hoping, or they're in the middle of shooting it, I guess, and they're hoping to have it ready to air in the fall. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Hillary had realized at a young age she'd been adopted, so her whole life she wanted to know her siblings. She knew she had two brothers and a sister, so she's been tracking them down. She found her two brothers. Couldn't find her sister anywhere. 6 months ago, this lady moves in next door named Dawn. She's like, well, I think my sister's name was Dawn. Does some research, finds out her sister moved right next door. It was her long-lost sister.
No way.
What?
How is that even possible?
I don't know. Dawn Johnson moved in next door.
Dawn Johnson?
From Miami Vice?
No! From Greenwood, wherever, Wisconsin or somewhere. But
that's
she moved in right next door, and she started talking. She's like, yeah, I was adopted too. They started comparing stories, doing research, and they tracked it back. They're sisters.
That's like almost like marrying your sibling. That would be crazy.
Is it though?
I know it's just neighbors, but it's like, what are the odds? Sometimes you find out you're related to the person you're dating.
Have they though, Amy? Has that happened to you in your life?
No.
Okay.
No, but I mean,
that
it's
is
in
a cool
news.
Story. That's a really cool story. How about that? There you go. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Michigan. A man was busted after he robbed a bank so he could buy more lottery tickets. He walked in, demanded some cash, and got about $4,000 in cash. Then he went down the street to the gas station and bought $4,000 in lottery tickets.
Wow. Like listen, you got to give the guy credit.
Why?
He put his money back into his business.
Okay. True.
Wow.
Police busted him walking down the street, and they found $4,000 worth of lottery tickets in his pocket.
Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match three game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy, and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. Do you really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Did you see the restaurant that went out of business because of their all-you-can-eat?
I did.
And so
Chinese
they,
food?
Yeah, they're like, all-you-can-eat, Chinese food. And so they went bankrupt, $80,000 in debt because they let customers sign up for a $19 a month membership for unlimited food. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Oh.
Like, yeah. The all-you-can-eat in one meal? Like, I get that. I'm about to get my $19 worth in one meal. If you let me go all-you-can-eat for a month, you better charge me $100.
Yeah, they didn't think that through.
And so now they owe $80,000, so they went bankrupt to wipe it all away, but they're done. The owner cites poor management and business knowledge for their loss.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, who thinks that's a good idea?
No.
For a month, $20 a month to eat all, that's a meal. You know?
Yeah.
Crazy. I saw that and laughed out loud. I shouldn't have it.
And do you think about, like, the clientele, like what do you think they looked like afterwards, a month of eating $19.99 of food?
What does that have to do with anything?
No, if you eat that every night, a buffet, you are going to gain a lot of weight if you're going to get your money's worth.
No, I didn't think of the clientele and how they looked.
He did, though, Bones.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Lunchbox, so he's having a baby in August, and the week after his wife is due, our station in Springfield, Missouri wants him to come do an event, right?
Yeah, it's box seats with Lunchbox. It's a PBR event, so they fly me out there, and listeners win, and we sit in a box seats, and we buy them drinks, and we have fun. It's like a party with Lunchbox, really. And so I figure I should go and make some money for the baby.
But it's a week after his baby's born.
Yeah, keyword is after.
Amy, here's why he likes to go, because they wine and dine him.
Yeah.
They make Lunchbox. I mean, you're a superstar when you go, huh?
Yeah, they made me feel really good. Like, I'm important, and I'm like VIP, and they get me everything, put me up in a hotel, and it's pretty cool.
So it's a week after his baby's born. And I say there's no way you can go. Like, you need to stay home with your wife. So you presented this to your wife last night?
Yeah, I hid and mic'd it. We were in bed. Just picture me in bed, her in bed. We're laying side by side. And I turn off the lights and I was like, all right, babe, night. And I give her a kiss. And then I'm like, oh, forgot to ask you a question.
All right, here it is.
All right, babe, love you.
Love you too.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. So Springfield wants me to come and do a promotion with them on September 7th.
When is it?
So the baby's due August 29th, so the baby...
No. That is so dumb. You're not going anywhere with a baby that's going to be days old. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, your parents will be here, I figure. And, I mean, once the baby comes out, I figure that's the hard part is me being there for the labor.
I'm pretty sure the hard part is the rest of its life.
You have your family, your mom and dad, and you... I mean, that's three people to take care of a 6-pound baby.
No, you're crazy. You need to be here.
Okay, so I'll tell Springfield we'll think about it.
That's funny. And she's funny.
I know.
And now you can't go.
Yeah, I think I'm out. I think I have to tell them no, I can't go. The wife was not, she wasn't really on board with that.
Well, maybe Eddie can go.
Is that cool with you, Lunchbox?
Hey, man, whatever, dude. Just give me half.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So I go to do the Today Show yesterday, which is very cool for me because Kathy Lee and Hoda are always really nice to me, even when they come to Nashville. Kathy Lee was on vacation, so Hoda and Jenna Bush Hager, they were co-hosting. Now, I knew that Amy and Jenna Bush knew each other from back in high school. But I don't know how weird it would be to be like, hey, you know my co-host Amy?
Yeah.
Because if she did it, then how embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
So I'm going to the Today Show, and we're going to talk about my book, and I'm sitting down, and I'm just kind of waiting for the right time to go, hey, do you know my co-host Amy? And before I could get to it, she goes, hey, you work with Amy, right? And I said, yeah. She goes, we were like BFFs in high school. We used to run cross-country together. Or, no, off, whatever, track?
We did. We ran cross country. Yeah, but we would get up every morning before school and run Town Lake.
I didn't even have to ask her, and she came to me, and she said, does she follow you on Instagram?
I don't know. I follow her, but I don't know if she follows.
Yeah, she knew all about your kids.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know. I haven't talked to her in years, and that's why I was like, before you went, y'all were talking about, you're like, should we say something? I was like, I don't know. It'd be really weird if she didn't remember me, because, like, we met every morning before school, just her and I would run.
So... the Bush twins went to high school with you.
Yeah, Barbara and Jenna.
And they're legit twins, right?
Yes.
So, did you ever meet George W. Bush?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We would go to their house. Yeah. Which was the governor's mansion, which was weird.
Dang.
But
you would go to the governor's mansion to chill?
Just casually. Yes. And they were so normal. It wasn't even like that. And they wanted to be at school with normal people, but yet Secret Service would drop them off.
So they went to public school with you?
Yes.
And Secret Service would drop off the Bush twins?
Mm-hmm. Before they turned 16. And when they turned 16, they got a Jeep Cherokee and they shared it. And they could drive themselves to school. But there was always Secret Service sort of in like tow. But when he was governor, it was different. And then one time we met at the trail to go running after he had become president. And I met her. She was at UT campus. So I met her at her... wherever she was living on campus, and we went to go run at Town Lake, which is now Lady Bird Lake, but whatever. And it was a little bit different because we started running, and then there was like dudes that followed her. And it's because by the time he was president, Secret Service was everywhere she was.
Do you think she still has Secret Service with her?
I have no idea. Again, probably college is the last time we've really interacted, and then from there we just kind of lost touch.
Well, for sure, she knew Amy, enjoyed Amy, was a big fan of yours.
Oh, I hope you told her I said hi, too.
I did.
Okay, good.
And I said, hey, when you come to Nashville, come hang out.
Yeah.
She was super cool. She was super nice to me.
Her and Barbara, they're the most normal, nice, awesome, fun people, considering that their dad was governor and president, and their grandpa.
He was also president.
Yeah, I mean, so...
Did you ever meet George H.W. Bush?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I met him. Because, of course, for kids at our school, it was just kind of normal. But that was back when caller ID was really cool. or, you know, knew, and it would say, like, you could know when, like, if she was calling my house that it was coming from them, and my mom would be like, oh, that's just sort of weird that that's happening. And then one time we were at a, like, a softball game or a baseball game, and George Bush was there.
Senior?
No, the governor, George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And my mom and I look a lot alike, or we did, you know, did then, and he went up to her and said, you must be Amy's mom. And my mom was like, yes? She's like, that's just so weird that... They're just nice people.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, really, really nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, there you go. There you have it. The answer is yes, she knew who Amy was.
Wow.
And yes, they were good friends. How about that? Bobby Bone, come on. Yesterday was cool because my book came out and a lot of listeners were tweeting me pictures of them buying the book and holding the book. That was cool.
So neat.
I always appreciate that. So thank you to everybody out there who bought the book and sent me a nice note. So thank you so much.
Do you feel like, oh... You know?
I'm just glad it's out.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like some sort of like sigh of relief.
Yeah, I mean, about a week or so, maybe I'll finish it and I'll get the real reviews.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you want to go over to Amazon, don't even buy it. Just review it and give it 5 stars. That'd be awesome. Because what happens is people that don't like country music will go over and bash country music things.
Rude.
Right. So you can go to Amazon and give me 5 stars if you want.
I'm going to go do that right now.
That being said, yesterday was also a big day because when I was looking on my Facebook, it said 1 year ago today, and it was a picture of me with your kids when I went to Haiti.
I saw that post and I was like, wow, that was a year ago?
It was a year ago. Mm. And so I put it up on Instagram because
cool.
1 year ago yesterday, I went to Haiti, didn't tell Amy, and I wanted to meet her kids before they came to America because I wanted to see what their life was like, well, their whole life before they came over.
Yeah.
And so I did. And Amy was like, hey, why didn't you tell me? And listeners will say, why didn't you go with Amy? And the reason is... The time before that Amy went, she said, I can't go back unless I'm bringing them home with me because it was too hard on them. Remember
True
that?
True story. I do remember. I ended up eventually going back, but you did do me a solid by not tempting me with going.
So the picture was pretty awesome. And they've grown so much in a year.
Haven't they? I was like,
oh,
gosh,
so
that
much.
Seems like
yeah.
They look smaller than just a year ago.
And if you're new to the show, Amy has 2 kids. She adopted them from Haiti. It took her 5 years to get them here. And a year ago is when I went over and met them. I remember being like, holy cow, this is awesome. So, that being said, here's a funny Amy story. Is that you were questioned as your son's mom because he's black and you're white.
Yep.
So what happened?
Okay, again, riding bike. I feel like a lot of my stories happen when we're riding bikes because we do that a lot. But he's way ahead of me because I'm on foot and he stops at every single stop sign. And this man approaches. He also happens to be a black man. And he approaches my son like thinking, surely you have an adult with you, you know? And I'm like, I can see them interacting and I'm kind of like, what's happening? So I speed up and then I start jogging and I'm like, hey. And as I approach, I see him questioning like, where are your parents? Where are your parents? And Stevenson's pointing back at me. So I was like, I'm his mom. And he goes, you're his mom? And I said, yes, I'm his mom. And then he looked at Stevenson. He goes, is this your mom? like I'm not telling the truth. And then I'm like,
that's
in
funny.
My head, I'm thinking, please say yes. Please say yes. Please say yes.
What if he would have said no? Because
yeah,
he's funny. What if we were like, no?
Both my daughter and my son have really good sense of humors. And sometimes my daughter catches me off guard with it. So I could totally see him being like, nah, that's not my mom. Like, and then him being. So luckily he said yes. And so then he looked at me, he said, huh? And he goes, so you're with his dad? And I was like, yeah, I'm with his dad. But I think he thought I'm with his dad that is, you know,
right.
Anyway, of the same race as him. And I said, then I clarified, you know, we adopted them from Haiti, whatever. And then so it was a whole thing. But I definitely got questioned. Like, he did not believe me.
Do people look at you guys all the time?
I wouldn't say it's all the time, but gosh, on busy days where we're out and about a lot, it definitely happens.
Well,
it definitely happens.
Yesterday was a cool day. My book was out, but I really liked the 1 year since I went to Haiti. It just reminded
me of the flashback.
Yeah.
I know.
Remember when I went over there and got to meet all the kids? Here's a story for you, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
I'd like to include you in this a bit. Eating your boogers is actually good for you.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh. Why?
Researchers found that your nasal waste actually contains certain proteins that form a barrier against bacteria and improves the immune system.
Boom.
I thought he'd like that.
Eat that.
All right.
Oh, when's the last time you guys ate a booger?
Okay, I'm not talking. It's too early in the morning to talk about that.
Oh.
But I just wanted Lunchbox to know that they're looking out for you here, buddy.
Okay, I'm not ashamed.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A Greenville, South Carolina police officer named Ben Miller got a call about traffic backing up on a local road, and he went to check it out. He found a man whose truck was broken down because he'd run out of gas. The officer helped him push his truck to a parking lot and then found out what was wrong. The father of two told the officer he was trying to get to work, only had $6 to his name. So the officer said, hey, let me buy you some gas. Bought him some gas, bought him a can of gas, and then helped him with some other things too on his own dollar. So
that's cool.
That's good. Man, I love our police officers. I do. I love our police officers, and that's a great story. To Officer Ben Miller in Greenville, South Carolina, we appreciate you, and that's a Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
This couple gives birth to a baby on June 12th. And so they're all there. Woohoo! It was almost 2 hours until the hospital staff realized they had given the baby to the wrong people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the family, they held the wrong baby for 2 hours.
That's so difficult.
Like, this is still happening?
The mom took pictures with the new bundle of joy, sent to the family, posted on Instagram. And then they were like, oh, wrong baby, and they switched it back out. Like, luckily they didn't go home with it, but still. You have all, I mean, for 2 hours, you think that's your baby.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, Aim?
I mean, I extend grace on the mix-up, and I'm thankful that it was only 2 hours.
Lunchbox?
Oh, you sue the hospital and you own the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And you think that happens with that?
Absolutely. They cannot be mixing up the babies.
Oh, I agree.
There
but
is
I don't
too
know.
Much technology that you get rid of the name of the hospital, and either they're going to pay you millions of dollars or you're going to put your name on the hospital. One of the two.
Boy, that is rough, though. For 2 hours, you think that's your baby.
I mean, but think about it. At least it's not 2 years.
No, but it could have been 2 minutes if we're playing that game.
All right.
Let's do the morning corny. Amy's over there. By the way, David Lee Murphy about to come in. But morning corny time, Amy.
The morning corny.
When does a joke become a dad joke?
When does a joke become a dad joke?
When it becomes apparent.
All right.
Wow.
Stop it.
That was the morning corny.
She's giving yourself. No, she's giving yourself. She's doing a pity laugh. You can't give yourself a pity laugh.
That is not a pity laugh. It's funny.
By the way, tickets to our daytime stage VIP suite go on sale this Friday. It's our iHeartRadio Music Festival, the daytime stage. Our VIP suite tickets go on sale Friday. They can be purchased at iHeartRadio.com/tickets. You get a VIP ticket. You get new in the pit. You get to hang out with us, private food and drink. And so people like 5 Seconds of Summer, Lil Uzi, Dustin Lynch, Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. That's us.
Whoop.
For more info, iHeartRadio.com/tickets if you want to get in on that.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
David Lee Murphy.
I don't even need notes for you. We're long friends.
I'm going to need some notes.
You don't need one of the nicest guys around, David Lee Murphy, is here. Clap your hands to my friend David Lee Murphy.
Thank you.
You and I got to know each other.
I love this crowd. This crowd up here is awesome.
You mean these people?
Yeah.
These are my friends.
I know. They're rocking.
They're all radio people. Can you believe that?
I love it.
It's the first time you've been up in the studio, huh?
It is. Yeah.
I've been trying to get you up here for a bit.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
For years, I've been trying to get you up here.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know because I was.
I would have come.
I was just
a lot
praying.
Sooner.
Yeah, David Lee Murphy's here.
It might be.
Obviously, there's this one, but let me tell you, this song here is the jam.
Thanks.
So good.
Thank you.
And I don't just love it today. I've been loving this song for a long time.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
David Lee Murphy in the studio came over at the house. We talked for a long time, for like an hour.
Yeah.
We became best friends. I think. Did you think that?
I had a great time. Yeah.
I was like, we're best friends. I came back, told everybody we're best friends.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm following you on Instagram now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Just as best friends do.
I'm new to Instagram. My son goes, Dad, you need to get on Instagram, and because I'm just new to it. So I saw the picture of you know, hooking up your faucet the other day. I do that all the time.
He's so manly, right?
Yeah. I was worried.
It stuck you get your faucet stuck, you know, the hose pipe stuck on the faucet.
Let me tell you about these water hoses. You get a new water hose. If you don't completely unroll it, you will get a mean kink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you got to go buy a new hose.
And if you don't get it on there right, you flood everything.
Us men are talking man stuff right now.
Yeah.
Everybody check out.
Yeah.
Men are talking man stuff here. David Lee Murphy's here.
Gardening.
Yeah, don't worry about us. We're just talking man stuff. By the way, Amy, did you know that Dave Lee Murphy wrote this one.
Yes, I did actually.
Big Green Tractor.
Tractor stuff.
I know the story too. I don't know. Maybe I learned that on the podcast.
Yeah? What's the story? What's the story about this one?
You were riding Big your tractor one night, yeah. Right?
Amy, let our guest tell a story, please.
Yes.
Okay, I'll
when,
I, I'll
when
shut
I'm
up.
On the road, when I'm on the road and running around, my farm grows up. I've probably got, you know, 5 foot blackberry bushes sitting out there right now. I need to cut down. Not bushes, you know, sticker bushes, all that stuff. Anyway, I was out there bush hogging one night, you know, which is in tractor jargon. You just put the big mower down on the tractor.
And just go.
Cut everything down. So I was riding around out there one night, had my headlights on my tractor, and that little idea just popped into my head. And take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Got in like the next day, and a buddy of mine, Jim Collins, who had written, "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy." And my thing is, well, I figure he had tractor experience. So I said, "Hey, man, you want to write another tractor song?" And he was like, "Yeah." So we wrote that song, and fortunately, Jason cut it.
Yeah, then you got rich again.
I didn't. Are we getting paid for this?
This? No. How about this one? You know he wrote this one here? Well, I'll go anywhere with you. Man.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't.
Tell me this story.
Yeah, jam.
Great job. Well, part of the story was we had my son was doing a bike trip across the U.S. after the flood in Nashville. He did a charity event to raise money. And they were stopped in Idaho for a day or two. And so we flew out there, rented one of those vans. It's got like, you know, Mount Rushmore and an eagle, you know, the camper. You know, we rented one in Boise, went up and stayed in the mountains for a couple of days. And I just sitting up there, went through these little towns like Idaho City, Idaho, and beautiful little towns. And just got a bunch of cool little Idaho ideas and send a postcard back from Idaho, you know, it's in that line.
Man, look at that. Well, I'll go
anywhere. It's in there somewhere.
Do you know who wrote this one, Amy? Are you gonna
kiss me or not? Did not.
David Lee Murphy wrote this one, too. Look at this. Look at you, just writing all the hits.
That was me and Jim, and the other one was me and Ben Haislip and Jimmy Urie.
So, I guess my question is, you know, this song has lasted so much the test of time that we still play it today. It might be. I play this today and people still go, "That's my jam." Like today. People still go, "That's my jam." Right,
I mean,
guys?
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, do you still feel good? Do you still like playing that song after all these years?
I love it.
You still do?
I love it.
Some of these artists, they go, "Man, I don't like playing those songs."
No, I love the heck out of it. And lately, I've been out doing some shows with Kenny, and we've done that show with Kenny, and man, that is fun.
I bet you they sing that song back so loud.
It's pretty cool.
50,000 people singing. Because if you don't know all the words to this song, you're not my friend. That's what I feel like in my life. Yeah, if you don't know all these words.
It's a fun one. It's a fun one to do.
And you wrote that. That's an interesting story too, huh? Like that was a you got on the phone.
Well, I wrote that the second day. The morning after we started recording my first album Out with a Bang, and I had the title
pick a guitar
for the song,
here.
Yeah. And I was sitting at the kitchen table. I'm playing this thing, and I was, you know, I was like, "Damn, man, I like that groove." And I remember I had this little idea written in one of those spiral notebooks, you know, like yellow spiral notebooks, dust on the bottle, and I think I just went. Might be a little dust on the bottle. And then I thought about this guy from my hometown named Creole Williams who made homemade wine. And the story just fell out.
That's a real dude, huh, old Creole?
So how did he feel about
it? He's dead now.
But I mean, was he alive when you wrote it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
he's dead.
But yeah.
His sisters thought it was pretty cool. He used to camp with my cousin at Crab Orchard Lake in southern Illinois.
Well,
they used to go camping.
I'd
set up a tent and leave it there all summer. Guys were crazy.
Oh, Korea. You want to play that for us? You mind?
Yeah, you
want to
hear that?
You guys
want to
hear
that? Yes!
Yeah,
that'd
David
be
Lee
amazing.
If I can, this early, I'm going to try to choke it out here.
It is early. Said that before. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music
on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Come on! Come on! That's awesome. Listen,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Holy. David Lee Murphy's in studio right now. Let me tell you. Eddie and I are such music nerds that a bit, we get to be around a lot of great music and a lot of cool things, and we become jaded. However, that being said, while you were playing, Eddie and I looked at each other and exchanged a glance like, this is freaking cool. During that.
I had a big smile on
my
face.
That was awesome. Listen, man. That was really cool. Thanks. That was cool. Man,
I'm just thinking of like all my friends back in the day. Like they would be so, because that was our jam. I'm thinking of this one, my one friend in particular. I feel like I have to give him a shout out because he sang your song all the time. Peter Wilcox. No idea if he's listening. Yeah. I have no idea what he's doing right now. But like that, the entire time you're playing, that's all I thought about was my
that
friend
makes
from
my
like,
day.
Yeah, my friend from like,
I mean, when people
high.
Tell me stories like that, it's a great, it's a great big kick for me.
Yeah. Who'd have thought a song you were just writing at the kitchen table would turn into the song of people's childhoods mm-hmm. and
thank
lives?
God. I mean, thank God. I mean, you know, everybody, all songwriters, all of us here in Nashville want to write one of those songs like Help Me Make It Through the Night or, you know, For the Good Times or, you know, one of those classic songs. And, you just pray, hopefully, one of these days, one of your songs will turn out to be. I hope that one turns out to be like that.
That one is like that. Are you mm-hmm. kidding me? Come
100%.
On. 100%. You know, I was worried before I got to meet him, because all my friends were like, man, he is the nicest guy, like my songwriter friends. I was like, how can he be nice with that cool hair? Most guys with cool hair are not that nice. They're, you know, they're like rock stars. But you're not. You live up to the hype, my friend.
Cool.
Then you say hi to me when we're not even doing work events. I'm like, he doesn't know who I am. And you're like, what up, Bobby? And I'm like, oh, he does. I appreciate that. How about this new song, which I love. Everything's going to be all right. How did this come about with you, you know, putting some music out again with Kenny being a part of it?
Yeah, we actually wrote that song right across the street. And that long story with putting the record together with Kenny, you know, it goes back a couple of years. And Kenny and I have been friends and, you know, I've written songs for him over the years. And he called one day, and I probably told you this story a million times, but he called up one night and goes, man, you need to make another record. So over the course of a year or two, we picked a bunch of songs and went in the studio and recorded. And so we had our record picked out, and then I wrote this song, and we couldn't figure out what, because we already had our record close to done. And we all really liked the song. Kenny liked the song, and he was thinking about doing it for one of his projects. And it ended up working out to where it was mine. So I was happy about that. And then having him sing on the second verse even made it better.
Do you have to ask him, or did he say, I would like to sing on the song?
No, he suggested singing on the song because he loved it. But of course, you know, what am I going to say? No, Kenny. No, man.
So
thank
good.
You. Everything's
gonna be. First time I heard it, when I heard that guitar riff, that bam, 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 and yeah. I was like, what is it? I'm drawn in. And the message. Yeah. Like, come on. And nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't I mean, you're back. Top of the charts.
Man, we're having fun. We're having a lot of fun. And what, you're back? You got your book?
This is not about me. This is not about me. I get 4.5 other hours talking about me.
That's sweet, though, that you tried to, like, take it off of you.
Who told you to say
him?
That? Who told you to say that?
No. I just heard through the grapevine that you're rocking.
Don't listen to that grapevine. They don't know. They don't know what we're going through. Us artists. Us struggling artists. Us tortured artists. David Lee Murphy and Bobby Bones ourselves.
Creative people.
That's right.
People.
I'm trying to write me a dust on the bottle. Been working on it.
You got yourself a Creole.
Yeah, well, no, I got a little something called Dirt on the Can I've been working on. Yeah, just a little, you know, I'll release that one day. I'm going to play Everything's Going to Be All Right, and I just want to say thank you for being a
thank
nice
you,
dude to me
thank
on
you.
And off the air. What are you laughing at?
Dirt on the Can.
What? It's a little something I've been working on.
I know. I can't wait to hear it.
You know? All right. David Lee Murphy. Appreciate that, and hopefully I'll see you soon. I got a feeling I got a feeling we will. He's a big fan of the Raging Idiots. He watched his side stage one day.
Yeah. I was
there.
He's
not a big fan. I'm just kidding. But
no,
he was. That's the first time we ever met.
That's the first time I remember because I was side stage and they saw you and they were sort of there like, that's David Lee Murphy. That's David Lee. Do you see that guy right there? He's doing
that. Don't make me look like a nerd right now. Let me talk to my friend David Lee Murphy. Don't make me look like a nerd. Yeah. Because that's like totally cool. I was like, that's probably David Lee
Murphy. I remember we were in Virginia. I was with Toby.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was with Toby.
That's exactly. We were at Jiffy Lube.
Or as he makes me call him, Mr. Keith. And he was out riding with Toby, and I walk up, I said, hey, Mr. David Lee Murphy, I'm a big fan. He's like, I just watched you play. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm a big fan anyway. Yeah, it was really good. Well, listen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for waking up. David Lee Murphy, everybody, here on the Bobby Bones Show. Wow.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
What'd you do, Lunchbox?
I headed to Barnes & Noble, and your book's on sale, so I had to get on the intercom and let people know to buy the book.
Okay, this is why I was getting a text yesterday. They were like, what's Lunchbox doing at the store? The cops have been called.
But
I guess he got out of there before the cops were there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you have a cousin that used to work at the Barnes & Noble, I guess the intercom's the same code for every Barnes & Noble, and someone wasn't behind the desk, so LB got his little sticky fingers on there and went boop, boop, boop.
Okay, here we go. Lunchbox went to Barnes & Noble. Hey, listen, I appreciate the effort. I haven't heard this yet. Lunchbox is promoting my book, which came out yesterday. All right, let me hear this.
Attention, Barnes & Noble's guest. This is the voice from above. And I wanted to tell you, you need to buy the book out today. They're calling it the Harry Potter of Middle America. It is called Fail Until You Don't. Fight, Grind, Repeat. By Bobby Bones. That's right, the Bobby Bones, who's located right here in Nashville, Tennessee. Let me repeat it for you, just in case you didn't hear it. Fail until you don't. Fight, grind, repeat. They say it's like a book by Gandhi. The Harry Potter of Middle America. You need to buy it today. Bobby Bones, Fail Until You Don't. Fight, grind, repeat. He also wrote Bare Bones. It was a New York Times bestseller. So please, go buy the book. Listen to the voice above. Fail Until You Don't by Bobby Bones. Fight, grind, repeat. Thank you. And if you want to do what's right for America, buy the book. Thank you. Bye-bye.
How did you stay on that so long?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Hey, it was busy, man. I don't know. There's multiple, I guess, phones. They don't know where it's coming from. And I started getting nervous. I saw people. That's why I started speeding up in the middle. And then they went somewhere else, so I kept going.
Well, thank you for that.
If you see a spike in sales at that time, at that Barnes & Noble, you're welcome.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, buddy.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Okay, I'm just going to tell them all nothing about this. Because I was getting text yesterday, the cops were called.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Oh my gosh, this guy gets husband of the year. So this husband and wife, they're like a normal couple, but they're getting up there in age, about 56 years old. And the wife is starting to lose her eyesight early. It's just deteriorating bad, but she still likes to have makeup on and feel good and look good. So he went with her one day to the mall where she was getting her makeup done, and he started watching and paying attention. Then he decided to go back to that makeup artist and get makeup lessons so he could help his wife do her makeup at home.
How about that?
Yes! Isn't that the sweetest thing?
That is pretty awesome. I'll be honest. That's pretty awesome. A little bit, my heart fluttered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, what'd you think about that?
I mean, it's great, but what difference does it make? If you just put a little dab on, she's not going to know if you did the makeup right.
Guys, can I clarify something?
What?
They've been married 56 years.
Listen, I don't care if it's 1 year or 56 years.
They're
love
like
that story.
Something.
Yeah, that's awesome. What I'm saying. Like,
who cares? That's even better to
me. I know, I read that wrong, but it's just still like husband of the year.
Husband of the year. Yes. Thank you, Amy. That's an A-plus story. There we go.
Okay, thanks.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Want to know an easy way to save money? Lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream believes in rewarding consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. The application is 100% online, is a simple and painless process, and you could have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's lightstream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I want to bring in our audio producer from the Glass Room, Raymundo.
He chops audio all morning long. Coming to you from the Glass Room, our audio producer, Raymundo.
Good morning, Raymundo.
Morning.
So here's a funny thing that I think the rest of the show should know. Raymundo is a kind of odd guy. Like, hilarious, works really hard, but a little odd at times, wild card even. And so we are all in our hometowns on the radio show. You know, I grew up in Central Arkansas, so Kiss of 96 has the show, and Austin, Texas has the show. Those are my homes. And Amy Austin, all of us. Morgan number two, Wichita. We're all in our hometowns.
That's crazy.
Except for Raymundo. Your hometown is what?
It's Gwinn, Michigan, Marquette, Michigan. I'm sure that signal would be throughout there. So I've been actually emailing the program director, and I'll even like act like I'm just a fan and saying, hey, this morning show that's on the stage right now sucks. But you guys for sure got to get the Bobby Bones Show. So I progressively started doing that. Now I just contact the operations manager guy, and I'm like, hey, if you don't change the Bobby Bones Show now, something's going to happen. Your ratings are going to tank.
Mm.
And I tell him, I'm like, hey, I'm a producer for the show.
So
I can
now
get it
you've admitted it's you.
I've admitted it was me, and so now I'm like, hey, I can get you the show for cheap. It's way better than this crap that's on the radio right now. And I tell him, I'm like, it's a hit in all these other cities. You guys got to be, like, progressive with the times. I'm like, people love morning radio, and this show right now is killing our community. And so then I'll email him at least every week, and he's been like, okay, haha, you gotta like talk to, you know, you gotta go up through corporate and stuff like that. He's like, but throughout 2018 they're booked, but possibly in 2019.
So Ray's trying to hustle us a new market, which is admirable.
It really is, actually.
He hustles. What were we gonna say? It's not a local show, by the way. Don't say who it is. We wouldn't be replacing a local show.
Okay.
They have
that's
another syndicated show.
He was like,
it's
killing our community. I'm like, oh, but I hate that.
More local in their community than Raymundo?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I said. I said, we talk about my hometown as much as possible. Granted, I can't every day talk about it, but we will always have it on top of mind.
I'll tell you what. If every day you want to send them a segment about your hometown, you can do it and send it.
The Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
Isn't that where you're from?
Yeah. But that'd be crazy, yeah. My mom and dad turn on the radio and hear the show. Because they don't even listen to the show. It would blow them away.
So your mom and dad don't really have an appreciation for you being on the radio?
No. I don't think they think I'm on the radio. They just think I'm a producer.
Have they ever heard the show?
I don't think so. They heard the sports show that we used to have back in the day. But that's the only thing they heard.
Because it was on Fox Sports?
Because it was on Fox Sports and my dad had it in his truck.
Did he think that was cool?
He thought it was awesome because he loves sports, but he's not a morning talk show type guy. But when everybody at work's talking about it, all the secretaries are talking about it, he's going to be like, what is this show and who's Raymundo? It's me, Dad! We're on in the hometown!
So that's the goal now. So what's the market officially? Do you know the market station?
Yeah. It's WJPD.
WJPD.
Yep, 92.3.
Is it like the wolf or the bull or kicking or...
Big country.
It's big country? Is that what it is? Yeah. All right. Well, you have my word, big country, that put us on, even in 2019, you'll get many local segments from our buddy Ray here.
Yeah!
Representing his hometown. Eddie, you have something you want to say?
I think that's amazing. I mean, the fact that he's out there trying to hustle and get our show on his radio station, that's awesome, man.
It can
good
be...
luck.
Heard far east is Newberry, as far north is Thunder Bay, and as far west is Birdland.
You're telling me that this show would go into Thunder Bay?
Yeah.
And Birdland?
Is that true, Raymundo?
I didn't know it carried that far, but
wow.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I hope we can get on your
thank
home
you,
station.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, set up a call. I'll call him.
All right.
I'll call him.
So does he get a cut? Like,
no.
If we find Mark...
His cuts, his family gets to hear him. We don't get cuts for no affiliate.
Ray and everybody at the lumberyard would like be listening.
Wow.
They turn on Big Country. They really would listen to the show, whether they like it or not.
Well, what if they don't?
They like country music. I know. I remember that when I worked there. They always play. That's all. It was easy listening. So.
Yeah. All right. There he is. Raymundo. We try to get him on his home station. I like that, though, right?
Yeah.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dan and Shay.
Oh, here they are. Back again today. Day number two. Dan and Shay. Here's everybody.
Yeah.
So 4 days of Dan and Shay. Record comes out on Friday. It's called Dan and Shay. And yesterday you let me pick the song, which I was very gracious for.
Absolutely, man.
I was like, darn. So today, since I'm so kind, I'd like to pick a second song. I've been thinking about this. That's what I was doing. They have a new record coming out Friday again. I hope you check it out. And so we know, and I'm going to play another one of the hits in a second. But what I'd like to do is request a different song. a song that I saw the video. You guys made the video.
Yeah.
Put it up.
We reenacted our weddings for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about this song? This Speechless song?
Let's
you guys,
do it,
You guys
it,
like
man.
This one or no?
I love this one, man. This is one of my personal favorites on the record, and it was just a cool moment. You know, we wrote that song about our wives, and, you know, seeing them for the first time in their wedding dresses was a huge inspiration. So we got to take, you know, actual wedding footage from our weddings and use that as kind of a visual piece and just show the fans just a little piece of what we saw on that day and how perfect it was for us. So, yeah, it was really cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. We wrote that song with our buddy Jordan Reynolds, actually, who's back here backing us up on the keys.
What up, Jordan? What up? Wearing the same clothes from yesterday, I see. Look at this guy. Always. I like that. You're trying to get on TV anyway. So how about this? Tomorrow I'll let you pick a song.
Okay.
If you guys will play Speechless today. Is that fair?
Got it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Dan and Shay, the record comes out on Friday. 4 days of Dan and Shay. Here is Speechless.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Come on.
Hey!
Dan and Shay live. Wow. That's on the record that comes out Friday. Come back tomorrow. You pick the song.
Okay, we get to pick the song.
But you'll do one more. Tomorrow they're back. Dan and Shay. The record's
out
Friday.
Are they going to be able to top that one?
No. Listen, you have to prove it to me because I don't know. That's the best
that's
ever
amazing.
Heard.
We might bring the Savage Garden.
Dan and Shay back tomorrow. The record's out Friday.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Hey, so, Amy, it's up to you. Lunchbox goes into a store with a hidden mic and asks for extra small condoms. Now... I can play the segment or I can just move on. It's up to you.
I mean...
Eddie wants it.
I mean, I am belly laughing right now just at the thought of it. I want to hear it so
yeah.
bad.
So, I mean, I'm basically 12 years old, so yeah.
You would like to hear it too.
I mean... just play it.
Is that a yes? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Where'd you go? Lunch, you know?
I went to a couple drug stores, a couple gas stations.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Excuse me, ma'am, I got a question for you. I was trying to get condoms. Do you guys carry extra small?
No, just those.
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing to ask, so.
You're all right. No. That's all we got. Just basically. And I'm sorry about that. Try walking.
Okay, all right, yeah. I'm just not packing a lot of heat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just need extra small, and those are just seem like going to be too big.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Sorry, thanks for not
sure
laughing
about
out.
That. No, you okay.
All right, high five.
You okay.
All right, thank you.
That was a gas station.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, first of all, she's sorry about that.
She's so nice yeah. about it.
She's secondly, like, you okay, you okay.
He's packing a lot of heat. He's not packing
he's
a lot
not.
Of heat.
He's not. Oh, my eyes.
It's okay.
Okay.
Amy, should we
How
continue the segment?
How does he not laugh when he... Okay, yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Lunchbox goes into another store and asks for extra small condoms.
I was looking over at the condoms, and I was just wondering, do you guys have extra small? I mean, that's kind of embarrassing.
That's
to
all.
That's all you got?
All we got.
So do you know which one would be, like, the one for the smallest? Like, which brand?
I don't know.
Man. That's awkward to ask. I know. I'm sorry, but...
You're good. You're good.
The only other place I can think of that you might not be able to go is the Hustler store.
Okay. It was maybe a little too big, you know. Man, that's awkward. I'm so sorry.
You're good, man. You're
yeah.
good.
All right.
This is a pharmacy. This is what we do.
All right. Thanks, man.
No problem.
For sure. Yes, this is a pharmacy. This is what we do.
For sure he's telling his friend later, though, right?
For sure.
This guy came in.
He even had a recommendation.
For sure,
oh,
for
my
sure.
goodness.
Lunchbox, I love that you're talking really low like this.
And he keeps going, I know this is awkward. I know it's awkward.
That guy goes, you're good.
You want another one or no, Em?
Yeah.
Okay, Lunchbox asking for extra small condoms.
I got a question for you. I was looking at the condoms. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have extra small?
What we have is what we have out there.
Okay, because I didn't see any in...
Probably not.
It's kind of awkward to ask. I know. It's like I was going to wear my shades so you didn't look me in the eyes because I was like, it's weird.
I don't think we. I think that's all that we have. Is what's
okay. Because I just didn't want you to laugh at me
yeah,
or anything.
That's all that we have.
Yeah, because I just need an extra small and I was like, ew.
Yeah, that's what we got it.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's awkward.
That's okay.
Listen, everybody is cool with them.
Yeah?
Yeah,
they're not judging
nice.
Them.
I have one more.
Trying to get condoms. Do you guys carry extra small?
Everything we have is in that one section. I don't know.
Because I didn't see any, because usually I get them online, but I'm out. And I'm just, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing to ask.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry to ask. I mean, it's awkward to ask.
That's just no product. You might try CVS.
All right, yeah, I was like, man, can I ask them? I don't want to get judged, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? All right, thank you, man.
Okay, have a good.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good. The guy's like, no, I don't know what you're saying.
I don't really get them online.
Next morning lunchbox. There he is. Back at it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Amy lives next door to TJ Osborne from Brothers Osborne.
Yeah.
But it ain't my fault.
TJ's a singer of Brothers Osborne. They're like the coolest guys in country music.
They really are.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're cool. Like, even, like, you look at them and you go, man, I wish I was that cool.
Right.
They have their own style. They have their own sound.
So you're like, if they're that cool, are they really that nice?
Right. That's the question. But you live next door to TJ.
And I can confirm that he's legit, like, the nicest guy ever.
Why? What happened?
Well, I mean, first of all, the kids delivered cookies to all the neighbors a while back, and, you know, he's made a point to let my kids know that he ate every single cookie and that they were amazing. Like,
I ate
all
the cookies, kids.
Yes, which, I mean, that's, like, thoughtful. Like, you remember it even, like, because he's on the road a lot, so sometimes there's a lot of time in between when we see him. And, you know, he brought up cookies, and then he was outside washing his car in our alley, and, I mean, my son just had so many questions.
About what?
About... What are you doing? You're washing a car. And
where's
it's like,
your guitar?
It's like this old convertible, like Buick car.
Oh, it's cool. It's super
really cool,
cool
looking. Yes. And, you know, he's really details, like washing it. You can tell he takes a lot of pride in this old car. And so my son just had so many questions. I'm like, oh gosh, he's probably being so annoying. Because I'm over at our garage doing stuff. And I'm thinking, like, what are they talking about? But TJ was so patient with him and answered every single one. And then, you know, let him, like, help wash. And then he gave him the hose. And went to my son's bike and taught him how to wash his bike. So they hosed it off, and then he helped him soap it up, and then he helped him dry it off, and then he gave him the towel. Like, these are special yellow, like, car washing and drying towels.
Yeah.
You can tell they were special. And my son's face, when TJ said, keep the towel, little
dude. Keep the towel, little dude.
Keep the towel. His face was like, for real? I get to keep this towel? So then my son needed to go ride his perfectly clean bike around town. And he threw that towel over his handlebar. And we took off. And I was on foot. And my son, I mean, he rode his bike so proudly with his little yellow towel. And it was such a simple moment with TJ, like, washing a bike and a little towel, like, made my son's day.
That's cool. Stars are just like us, and nicer, and
yes!
richer, and all the things, and cooler, yeah. Yeah, they're good dudes. Did your son know that they're a musical band?
No. I mean, he saw them on CMT when they performed, like, a week or two ago or whatever, and he was kind of like, wait a second, that's TJ! But he doesn't really get it, because he also saw you, so he's like, there's Bobby! He probably just thinks everyone he knows is somehow.
For sure. That's funny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's this woman who had her car stolen, and she spotted it the next day when she was driving in her rental car. So she went and stole her car back.
Yes.
But then the car thief saw her stolen her rental car available. So since she stole her car back, he stole the rental car.
Yes.
This is like the weirdest Inception car thief.
The cops eventually tracked him down, and he was arrested.
Huh.
That's funny.
I'm trying to wrap my head around the whole thing.
Yeah, like, he stole a car and didn't even try to get out of town. Like, he just straight up ran some errands the next day.
Remember when I had my stepdad on and someone stole his Jeep? And so he went and found where they were staying in the woods and stole it back. He climbed a fence and stole the Jeep back.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that story, but I thought at the time that my mom was selling her car and she gave it to the man to test drive and he stole it and never came back.
Oh!
Yeah.
People, man. Yeah. What's wrong with people?
I don't know. People are crazy. So, Bobby, I thought of you when I read this because 4th of July is coming up, a lot of barbecues in the summertime in general. So, here's the deal. It only takes one double dipper, just one. And
everybody gets Ebola.
Microbiologists basically say that you're opening yourself up to contracting the norovirus, strep, even herpes.
Yeah.
Again, one person.
Again, no. I'm
going to say it again. It's just one person.
I thought you were saying even herpes again. I was like, whoa.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
thing.
If you see one person double dip, then it's become a petri dish situation. Especially if the dip has sour cream in it. They say that in an hour, that can just be like a petri dish festival up
there. I believe it. I just don't want to get... All right.
Don't double dip, people.
Amen.
I don't know what's wrong with people. And then, finally, Apple announced that the new feature on the next iPhone... the next iPhone update, that is, will let 911 dispatchers use GPS to see your exact location. Until now, they could only use cell towers to see the general area where you were. But now, if you call 911, they can pinpoint exactly where you are.
I'm torn about that.
Yeah, because it's like they basically could use it all the time, but they're saying they're only going to use it when it's 911.
Yeah, that's what's happening. But me, I ain't doing nothing illegal.
And listen, if I'm calling 911, I want you to know exactly where I am.
Yeah, yeah, that's not the point, though. The point is people who aren't calling 911.
I'm okay with it. So for that one time that I'm in 911, I need you to know. I need the 911. I've always thought about, how am I going to call 911 and whisper, where am I? Do you ever put yourself in scenarios where you might have to call 911?
Where I have to call 911 and go, where am I?
No.
Hey, 911, where am I?
No. I freak out that I won't be able to tell 911 where I am. Like, if I'm hiding somewhere and I'm trying to be real quiet, I'm going to be like, I can't talk right now.
Call me back later.
They're coming to get me. You know, like, I feel like if I talk too loud.
Do you think this is that movie with Liam Neeson?
Oh, Taken. Yes,
Taken.
Oh, yes. Boy. But my dad doesn't have the set of skills like that. It's true. I don't know that he would come get me. Maybe that's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I know we're wrapping up the show now, but if you go listen to the podcast, almost every day you'll hear a part of the show that you never even got to hear on the radio, because we do a whole sideshow after the show's over. It's called the post-show pre-show. So just go over and search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio or iTunes, and that's the deal. Amy's got a bunch of meetings in New York today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wondering how that's going to go.
Got me.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know. Do you know something? I don't know.
I don't. I'm actually leaving. But it's been a good run. Got to do GMA and the Today Show, which is a big get for me.
Like, amazing.
I'm not even acting like I'm that cool, because I'm not. I can't believe it.
I know.
I'm just trying to be the little man that makes it. I'm trying to represent the little man everywhere. So, yeah, I'm going to go out and do some more book stuff. But thank you to everybody who has, you know, sent me a tweet with them holding the book, or even buying the book, or thinking about buying the book. All that really means a lot to me. Thank you so much for hanging out today. And don't forget, tomorrow, Dan and Shay back on. They have been killing it. Their
so
live
good.
Performance have been so good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie, for that. Shia.
Yeah, man,
I appreciate
so
that.
Good.
Shia. We will see you guys on Thursday. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones
Show.